What if for 5 days I stop editing myself? What if for 5 days, instead of overthinking, I did what I wanted to do and I said what I wanted to say without thinking about what other people may have to say about it or how they may feel or how it may affect them? What if that happened for 5 days? I'm about to find out. Microphone check. This one might sound nice. Yes, it does. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. We focus on the real journey to being 1% better every damn day. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. I am Jared Damn, back in the building once again. And if you're new here, don't worry about it. I got you. It's About Damn Time. It's my podcast of self-discovery. It's my self-journey. I'm on a road to building a better me, 1% better every day. And what I'm doing right now is I'm taking you along for the ride. You come with me because I'm going to do it. And then maybe you'll be inspired to do it. And then we can do it together. Yeah, another episode. I ain't going to hold you. I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't feeling my best. I know I just put one out last week. I was about to phone it in. I was about to phone it in. But the call of this episode is too much that I needed to say something about it. I needed to be here. I said, yo, fuck it. You know what? We doing this. So let me get you started. Let me get you where I am, because I feel like I'm jumping ahead like I do every week when I'm doing a solo episode. So it's about damn time that we talk about truly getting out of your own way and stop overthinking and just live your life unapologetically. And this came from a conversation that I had with one of my friends. I was talking to my friend Lisa about my lack of being impulsive. Like, I can't shut my brain down. I'm always thinking about stuff. I'm like, it's almost like the multiverse going on in my head. Like, I got a point, like, I make a decision and I think about how this decision could do this and affect this and then this. And it's like this whole graph that looks complicated in my mind. And while I'm doing that, life is passing me by. And it's rough. It's rough because I feel stifled. I feel like outside of these walls that I live in when I'm by myself, that's the only way that I can be me. No one gets 100% of Jared. No one. No. There's not one person. I know. Some of my friends are listening and they're like, no, but I know you better than anybody. You don't. No one does. Just me. You may get like a hot 74%. And then somebody else might get a 63%, but they got a percentage that you don't have. And yours just happened to be higher probably because of lineage and legacy. Whatever the case is, no one gets 100% of me. Lisa said, what if you lived your life where you just didn't give a fuck? Where you just did whatever you wanted to do and said whatever you wanted to say? What if you did it for a week? How would your life change? And I thought that was a very interesting question. I also thought a week was too long because I was like, a week? 7 whole days? So I said, what about 3 days? What about 2 days? She rolled her eyes. So I settled at 5. What if for 5 days I decided just to not give a fuck? And not to the point of that I'm being hateful and I want to hurt people's feelings and anything like that, but to the point that I stopped putting everyone else's feelings and emotions or the possible feelings and emotions or possibly how they might feel possibly in something that I might or could possibly say over how I really feel right now at this second? Or, hey, I want to come over and hang with you. That's not a good idea. Hey, why don't you come over here? I don't want to. Like, I didn't don't want to go to work, you know, and just say that too, but it's like in the head of ourselves, we need the paycheck. So I said, okay, I can do this. And of course, me being me out, let me do a podcast episode about it. So again, I am tired of overthinking. I'm tired of being stuck in my head where I feel like my creativity is really blocked by this, if I'm being real. Because there are so many ideas that I have, but I'll talk myself out of, or I'll procrastinate to the point that it's no longer a good trend anymore. And I'm like, well, you can't do that shit now. Like, and I just want to get past that. And if I'm being completely honest, who am I outside of my filter? Because I've wrestled with that for a long period of time where I am like, you got to know who you are as a person. I'm like, do I know? I mean, do I really? Because I filter out a lot of shit. I make it nice and pretty and soft instead of saying how I really feel about certain shit. I do the things that people might need me to do because I know, you know, it'll make them feel good, even though I don't want to do this shit. Who am I outside of that? Who am I as a person when I'm not constantly trying to be nice? I am going to do what I want to do. So, like, almost like, for example, recording this podcast episode, I was not going to record this episode. I was going to be like, you know what? I ain't feeling good. I made a clip that was extended of something else that I was working on. I just throw intro and outro on there and kiss the baby, call it a day. But I started really looking at this outline. I was like, nah, I want to do this. So for 5 days, this is what I'm doing. If I get up, I say, I want to put a clip out, then I put a clip out. If I don't, then I don't. If I want to sit there and talk about wrestling, you know, when it's not my niche, heaven forbid, the few people that are looking at me were going to be like, oh, Jerry used to talk about self-improvement, and now he's talking about Marvel. Now he's talking about who's going to be John Cena's last opponent this year. The answer is Bron Breakker, by the way. Jeez. And I won't elaborate here, but I might do a video, you know, this week. Why not? So yeah, it just let loose. And someone said something to me, like, hey, you want to do this? I actually want to do it? Then yeah. And if I don't, then no. And it may not, and I may not pick up the phone. I may be in the middle of texting you and you call and I may be like, yeah, I don't really feel like talking right now. But we can still text. And you know what? And this comes at a good point in time to do it. Because yeah, I got other obligations I'm about to do next week. But this week, I actually have a 3-day weekend. What's weekend for me? Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So it gives me even more of an opportunity to let loose. What if I decide I want to get a nose piercing or a tattoo? I've been floating around that idea for a while. Maybe I get a massage. Maybe I just go to the chiropractor because, you know, a new neck has been like rough. Maybe I drive to Charleston. I've been wanting to go there. I don't know. But the rules are it's whatever I want to do, but it's not going to be laying in the bed because clearly I would do that anyway. So, yeah. I think the whole point of this is to try to figure out what you can learn about yourself. A lot of times people tell me, what do you do to relax? And I'm like, what's that? What do you do for fun? Like, you do podcasts for fun? I'm like, no, that's work. So you go to work and then you come home and you work. Yeah. And then what do you do in the meantime? Think about work between those two things, mostly the podcast thing or the content creation thing. Or how I'm going to turn the content creation thing into the main work thing that I'm going to obsess about. And then wait for a superhero movie to come out, which they're done for the rest of the year. But no, I think I got one more. I can't remember. I am going to see, my neurotic ass is going to see what happens when you don't have a plan and you just decide that you want to do something. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's feeling a little scary. It's feeling a little, you know, got a little butterflies in my stomach. I love to get anxious thinking about this because it's like when I was talking to Lisa about it and I said I was gonna do it, one of the things I said was, all right, well, I'll just ask my ChatGPT. What's some spontaneous things I could do? And she was like, the fuck? You mean damn can't help me? That's wild shit to say. Okay, let me just ask my AI what's some impulsive things that I could do. I don't know about y'all. Maybe for some people who listen to me, who follow me, this might not be a problem for them. They do whatever the fuck they want to do, whenever the fuck they want to do it. And they don't even get how people obsess about it. And for that, kudos. That's Mazel Tov. For me, and hopefully, you know, some others this resonate with. You sitting out there not doing your thing, catering to everyone else's issues, everyone else's problems. Everybody needs you. You look up at your phone, 4 or 5 people that text, 2 people having life crises, 3 people want you to get your advice about dating and relationships. 1 person wants you to help them with their work. And maybe 4 of them need an inspirational speech that only you can deliver. You hadn't taken the trash out yet. You hadn't made your bed in months. You start looking around like, damn, I ain't doing no adult thing, like as far as washing the dishes or doing laundry. The one time you get little spare moments of time, you're immediately to your bed. You're not going for a walk. You're not taking care of yourself. You're just taking up that little bit of moment. You're even staying up late because you figure if people fall asleep, or you may wake up early because if people are still sleeping, you can steal a little moment of time. And you're not doing anything with that time. You're looking at TikToks, scrolling on social media, laying there, masturbating. I don't know. That's a productive. You know? Is that resonate with you? Is that something that you're doing? That literally describes my life right now. Literally. And I'm tired of it. It's boring. I know the end result of it. It's a cycle. I pray and fiend and desire some peace so that I can relax. So that I can get some peace. Well, how to deal with anyone's problems. Then you sit there and you watch TV for a little bit and you're unsettled. So you scroll social media for a while and you're unsettled. You don't know what the fuck to do with yourself. You literally sat in bed and played your golf game for 4 hours. And now you're like, I should reach out to such and such because they called me 2 days ago and I need to check in on them. Then you start the shit right back up again. What do you want to do? Oh. So, obviously the damn challenge is pretty self-explanatory. Well, let me just go ahead and knock it on out and tell you. Do something impulsive. Acknowledge how it made you feel. Make a note if it surprised you. And never apologize for being yourself. See, damn. You see, it's layers. I'm gonna put it in somewhere in some notes, some captions, so y'all can see it. You can get the visualization. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is. Be unapologetically you. And maybe 5 days might be too much of a challenge because I'm scared. So do 5 things in this week. Stop waiting for the perfect moment, for the perfect plan to do what you've been talking about you want to do for a while. Tomorrow I might just go bowling by myself. Why the fuck not? That sounds like a great idea. There's so many things I just wanted to do that I'm just like, yeah, eventually I'm gonna do it. Go to that restaurant that you saved on TikTok. That waterfall that's not too far away from you, that people that live across town go to, that's right around the corner from you that you ain't been to in a year and a half. Go ahead and go. All right, that's all I got for you. Otherwise, I feel like I'm rambling. And yeah, we don't want to do that. If this resonated with you, you know, share it with someone who also you may feel like it may resonate with. Follow me on all platforms. I'm at The Whole Damn Show. That's DAWHOLEDAMNSHOW. Or it's About Damn Time Pod. I'm everywhere. One of those two. Both of them. You'll find me. Until next time. Now, hold on. Hold on 1 second. We have a rare opportunity here. We have a rare opportunity here. So here's what I'm going to do. It's not going to be like every other episode. Fuck that shit. Here's what we're going to do. For 5 days, I'm doing this. You're going to hold me accountable. I'm going to post every day that what I'm doing impulsive today. So you'll know. And then next week, I'm going to tell you how it make me feel. We're doing an experiment. I can't just give you just an episode where you're just like, yeah, it was good inspiration, blah, blah, blah. And then put it back in your memory bank. Like, I remember when Jared said that he was good. No, fuck that. We're going to grow with experimentation and not by theory. I can give you a theory of being impulsive and how it can get out of your head, or I can tell you because I'm about to do this shit. So yeah. I like that. That's what I'm doing. I'm taking you on the ride with me. For the next 5 days, I am doing whatever the fuck I want to do, regardless of what anybody fucking thinks. And then next week, we gonna talk about it. Sounds good? Sounds good to me. So until next time, I'll see you next week. Thank you for joining me this week on It's About Damn Time. Hey, if you like what you heard, follow this podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and IG, and join the conversation on this week's episode. Link to all my socials in the show notes. You can also show love by simply giving me a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And of course, for more blogs, pods, and other digital content, go to thewholedamnshow.com. Until next time, I'll see you next week.